Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
I love the fashion segments, and we've got a great lady standing by here in New Zealand at the moment.
We do, and Tamsin Cooper is someone I have been looking at for many, many years. Her growth of her company has been extraordinary, and I have to say, to actually base a fashion label right down at the bottom of New Zealand in Dunedin, it was actually originally in Arrowtown.
Wow.
To experience the success that Tamsin has and currently does is extraordinary. Welcome to the show, Tamsin.
Thank you very much.
What are you making at the moment?
What am I making right now?
A cup of coffee.
You're right, because it's very late over here.
Oh, yeah.
Being 9 o'clock.
I can see you at the sewing machine working into the midnight hours like Coco Chanel.
Anyway.
Do you get your inspiration from people like her?
I do, actually, because I'm a wee bit of a fan of the old vintage clothing.
Yes.
So I love some of the most famous sort of old designers like Lanvin and people, French designers, and Coco Chanel, and I just pour through books and photos of designers like that.
And tell me, with the vintage fabric, do you sort of recreate that yourself, or do you take vintage fabric and weave it into your own clothing? How, you know, what's your inspiration?
Yeah, not so much. More, I use a lot of hand-crafted detail in my products, which is something that was used a lot more years and years ago, but of course it's an expensive thing to do. But that's sort of my trademark. So I use hand embroidery and hand beadwork and hand sequins, and I use those things to embellish my work. And then to get the designs that I use, they come from all sorts of places. Yes, it might be a piece of wallpaper, it might be a design in an old teacup, it might be out of my head. It might be inspired by a piece of vintage fabric, definitely.
Michael, Hessian is not fabric. I don't know why he brought it into the studio, but I just thought I should mention it.
Now, listen, you've got a relationship with the Royal New Zealand Ballet. Tell us about that, because that's really interesting.
Yeah, I was very honoured. A couple of years ago, the GM gave me a phone call and said that we're really interested in you producing a range or designing a range of basically fashion accessories, because that's kind of what I'm known for, as a range of merchandise for the ballet. And it was the first time they'd ever done it. So basically I designed a sort of a full range of things like little purses and ballet shoe bags and jewellery and headbands and all sorts of things that sort of that girls like, and that sort of epitomised all things girly in ballet.
I bet that was a lovely commission to get, though. That would have been, you know...
Oh, it was huge for a young label like mine. It was absolutely massive and a real endorsement of what I was doing, and also a really lovely fit, because the ballet is all things feminine. So.
Now, in June of this year, you're going to be the keynote speaker at Te Papa, which is New Zealand's national museum.
Yes.
And it's all about handmade, isn't it? Tell us a little more about that.
It's a real resurgence, and I know that it's a global resurgence, really, or appreciation of all things handmade and handcrafted, and it's wonderful, because it's something that I've always stood by, and I have noticed that more of our customers are appreciating the fact that things are handmade and the time and effort it takes to handmake products. Mm. I mean, this is anything from furniture to jewellery to fashion, you know, sort of across all genres.
Your website, though, you've got huge pickup here in Australia and also the UK, though, don't you, with all your accessories and your handmade
things? Yeah, it's really... Australia's actually our biggest international online customer.
Oh, you're so global. Oh, you've gone global.
No, I don't know. I mean, it might be just because we're across the ditch. I don't know. But the UK is a really important customer as well. So,
no, it's because your product's beautiful and they want it everywhere.
Thank you. Yeah, it is. We've got a little bit of a niche.
And how important is it for you as a label to have a celebrity wear your labels? Or is it more about the everyday person?
I think it's more about the everyday person, because I think at the end of the day, those are the most customer, they're your biggest customer base, aren't they?
So I think also creatively, to work with the Royal Ballet would be extraordinary, you know, creating ranges there. That to me is a bigger feather in the cap than a celebrity.
It is, and I think there's a lot of kudos associated with that. They are an amazing, they're like the Australian Royal Ballet.
Tamsin, good luck with everything. I think it's fantastic. And
thank you.
As I said, I've been looking at you and what you create. It's so creative, it's fantastic. So thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Michael.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.